Mediated conversation on SAFM.
27 minutes now to 9 the time. Time for your mediated conversation this Wednesday morning. In many parts of the country at the moment, people are looking at the property market and wondering if their homes and their families' homes will retain their value. In some places, in Joburg, for example, it can appear as if middle-class people are moving to Cape Town. That's pushed Western Cape property prices up, but kept prices in other parts of the country fairly low. The same, I think, may have happened in places like eThekwini, which has been hit by problems with service delivery and flooding. But a new report says, in fact, that last year was the best ever year for property in Soweto, and that people spent nearly 900 million rand on properties in Soweto in 2023. This really demonstrates how, when it comes to property, it depends where you are. It also shows how different parts of our society are moving in different directions. So then what movement is happening? And if interest rates are cut this year, would this make a major difference to our property market? First, this morning, the situation regarding property movements. Hayley Evans-Downs is the head of digital at Lightstone Property SA. They monitor property movements. Then Tim Akanusi is the CEO and co-founder of MortgageMarket.co.za. And finally, Carlo Mariani is a property entrepreneur and founder of The Property Coach. We start then with the head of digital at Lightstone Property SA, Hayley Evans-Downs. Hayley, good morning and thanks for your time. Hayley, are you with us? All right, we seem to be battling to get Hayley Evans-Downs with you on the on our mediated. I think she's with us now. Hayley Evans-Downs, good morning. I understand you're with us now. Oh, dearie me. All right. No, doesn't seem to be the case. Not entirely sure what happened there. But we do need to start with her, unfortunately, because this is about her market. Hayley, are you with us?
I can hear you.
All right. Sorry about that. All right. What does the report tell us about what's happening in the Soweto property market?
So it's been quite interesting and also exciting in a way. We've seen an uptick really around the value of property. And that's where we kind of seeing the increase in 2023. Volume pretty much at a 2017 level, but definitely up on the value. So we're seeing purchasing obviously happening at a higher value, which is interesting in itself. And also obviously volume of it. There seems to be a move, kind of people moving back into the Soweto area, which is really good for the economy there.
I presume this also means that some parts of Soweto are more popular than others. You get obviously more valuable for a property in some parts than in other parts, and you can start to see changes in areas if you look at information like this.
Definitely. We're seeing an uptick mainly in your Protea Glen extension, your 25 extension, extension 31, your Jabalani. Those areas are very much around your shopping malls, your Jabalani Mall, your Protea Glen Mall, close to schools, close to access. So there's a lot more. 52% of sales in Soweto last year actually happened in those three suburbs. So definitely an uptick there.
One of the major dynamics in our society in the last 30 years is how so many people have grown up in a township and then been able to get a job in the formal sector and move into the suburbs. Mm. Is that dynamic still happening? Or could some people now be deciding to stay in Soweto close to the community in which they grew up?
Absolutely. I think ever since COVID, quite honestly, I think work has become very hybrid. I think you have an ability now to work wherever you are able to work. Most companies are offering that opportunity. And as a result, you have an opportunity to live where you're really wanting to live. So culturally, price-wise, rates, costs, if it makes sense for you to be in Soweto, then it's definitely the option for you.
Do you think this process then of property in Soweto perhaps increasing in value is going to continue? If people don't feel, and I mean, it's different for everybody, right? Some people feel very strongly pulled to the suburbs. But if this is, if what you say is true, then it would stand to reason that in particularly the areas you mention, the prices of property in those areas of Soweto is going to skyrocket at some point.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the big thing holding back at the moment is obviously the interest rates. It's really a dampener at the moment on consumers and obviously buying. I think if we get a relaxation around interest rates, I think we're going to see a demand again, once again on property. And I think these property prices are in that market that you're not paying the transfer fees. You're not, you know, you're under that cap. So the affordability is definitely there. So we foreseeing that should an interest rate drop, we will see more demand and we'll see more purchasing.
Is it possible to know what we're seeing in some parts of Soweto is happening in other formerly township areas as well? Or could it only be Soweto for some reason?
No, we've obviously picked up on Soweto. We monitor across the country. The interesting thing for us is, we're also seeing a bit of an uptick in Mamelodi. We're seeing some of those uptick in some of those townships as well. But it has predominantly been Soweto, which is the one that we've picked up on.
I suppose there could be reasons for that. Its size is one thing. The fact that it's relatively well established, been there for a long time, things like that. All of that could play a factor in why this is happening.
Absolutely. It's a really big area. It's 186,000 properties. So the activity within the area is obviously going to be higher than your normal suburb as we understand it. And it's obviously catering for, people to be there. It's got all the amenities. It's got all the transport, and you don't need to be in the office every single day anymore.
Hayley Evans-Downs, thank you, Head of Digital at Lightstone Property SA. Your first guest this morning on your mediated conversation around where we are on the property market. You with SAFM, 21 minutes now to 9 the time. Tim Akinusi is the CEO and co-founder of MortgageMarket.co.za. Tim, good morning.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. We see people, I think, talking about properties at the moment in a way simply because they're worried if their property is keeping its value. What changes are you seeing?
Yeah, Stephen, we are seeing that it's actually a bit of a stagnant market in general. I think there's a wait and see approach. Obviously, with elections looming, there are buyers who are eager to get into the market, but they're just sort of sitting on the fence. They're waiting to see how things play out. And I think cumulatively, when they also think about where interest rates are today, they're also waiting for that to start to abate. Although what we know is that it is not likely to abate. As long as inflation is still a challenge for the SARB, they will probably keep interest rates higher for longer than we expect, which is unfortunate. But this does create a new market for potential buyers out there who know that there are fewer buyers in the market, and they could take advantage of this and actually purchase property for the purposes of renting them out, because even though first-time home buyers may not be as buoyant as they were, call it 12 to 18 months ago, they need to still rent a place, right? And they're still looking for better places to rent because they are likely to be working from home as well. So there is still the potential for investor buyers to actually go in and purchase property from very desperate sellers who are not getting their asking price. They're probably getting anywhere between 10 and 20% less than their asking price. So it's a very opportunistic market for potential buyers. And I think that sort of activity is what is prevalent, and that will keep the volume of sales going for some time until things change.
I was going to say, I mean, it doesn't matter what's happening in the market. There's always, because of the way life works, going to be a group of people coming into the market as they get their first, second, third jobs and are able to buy. And there'll be some people who need to sell because they've stopped working or they're retiring or they're just sort of simply moving away from where they used to work. So there's always going to be some movement. And that's what we're seeing now.
Absolutely. Certainly. And I think that is, just the way things will work. There's always going to be winners and losers in this market. Apologies for that phrase, losers, but there will be people who are going to gain more than others, let's just hope that overall we get through an election cycle that is relatively, less eventful, just the type of dispensation that we're going into, and people can get back to focusing on living their lives and being more focused on purchasing property, which in the long term will serve themselves as well as the rest of the country.
There must be some hotspots. So, I mean, we were talking about Soweto earlier, maybe some parts of Soweto with sort of these hotspots where you can get value. If you can keep that value, it creates a virtuous cycle. Other people come in or decide to stay there and invest in those properties. And you see it in all sorts of places, these little places where clearly something's happening here. It's not necessarily happening in the areas around them, but people end up having more confidence in those particular areas. Are we seeing that kind of thing still moving?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually was very supportive of the comments that that Haley mentioned around the Soweto area. There's a very popular development there called Orlando Tiles Estates, and that just transferred more than 100 units late last year. It's a lifestyle estate in the Orlando area, right next to the towers. It's got Barra Hospital right next to it, Barra Mall literally across the road with UJ down the road. So new developments like that, you know, tend to bring in more interest in potential buyers not having to move all the way to Four Ways or the South or anywhere else where they deem, you know, to be able to purchase lifestyle related units, right? They could actually do that right in the heart of Soweto, because more and more developments are actually being developed with amenities around them. And that bodes well for the development of those areas and obviously leading to better, healthier communities there. So I definitely think that that's the way affordable housing is definitely going to go. And we hope that this trend spills over into Mamelodi, Tembisa, and all the other types of locations that, you know, are in desperate need of new developments coming in there to formalize the property sector there. And ultimately, when these houses appreciate in value, that bodes well for the homeowners who can, you know, pay it down or take out a re-advance and take those funds to either start a small business or to have some level of asset-backed, you know, product that they could gear up. So hopefully this is a trend that we see not just in Soweto, but the rest of the country. And yeah, I'm very hopeful for that.
In some places and in some parts of the country, people may be very worried that the home they're living in now is losing value. It's a bad time to sell. They want to move, they want to retire, whatever it is. And so they cling on to their property for quite a long time. Is that the right choice? I mean, do they need to wait for the market to turn, or could they actually get themselves into a little bit more trouble because they cling on for too long? And I realize it's quite a difficult question, Tim.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a case of a personal circumstance. If you can afford to keep your existing place, and if it meets your needs, then I would say rather not sell, because you won't get your asking price in this market. However, if you can't afford to keep it, if the upkeep of it is a burden, and you potentially stand the risk of this place deteriorating and losing more value, then you probably have no choice but to, you know, take a little bit of a haircut and retain as much value as you can, and try to then rent, go into the rental market for a little bit, and then pop back in, you know, when things do improve. So it really is down to your personal circumstance. But what I would say for potential sellers out there, if they are struggling and if their house is bonded, they should approach the banks, who can definitely assist with programs to help them sell their house without the distress factor, help give them some debt forgiveness on maybe outstanding rates and taxes, et cetera, to try to retain as much value as possible. Banks do have those initiatives, and it'll be up to those buyers to reach out to them to access them.
The situation in the Western Cape, so much sort of middle-class dinner table conversation is around how house prices in Cape Town are going up. Is that still the case?
I think certainly in some sectors, you're finding that for first-time home buyers or in that middle market where people are buying for their primary use, you're seeing more of the popular areas certainly improve their values. However, in the more affluent, high-end sort of holiday homes, investment property, probably not so much, because there's just so much demand out there. And so, so much supply rather. So there is a constrained demand that leaves people having to take less for their homes, because there's just an inordinate amount of choice out there for other prospective buyers. So I do think it is sector specific, with the most resilient sector being the first-time home buyer sector. We're talking about homes between 750,000 all the way up to about 1.5 million to 2 million. Those would do typically very well, especially if they're well located and they have all of the call it the amenities and the aspects of estate living or lifestyle living that people are craving today, you'll certainly be getting a good price for those units.
Does that mean that the properties in the same market in Gauteng and maybe KZN are losing value?
Not necessarily. It's just that there's probably less buyers that are showing up to purchase these properties. The Western Cape has experienced a surge since COVID in terms of property prices. That has been driven by this hybrid workplace that we find ourselves in, and people are saying they'd rather live in areas that they feel meet their personal needs while still being able to address the work needs alongside that. And so the Western Cape then becomes a much more attractive space as opposed to Gauteng, which is more predominantly a very business district. So we are we're just seeing the demand being placed where people are choosing more of a lifestyle balance than just the need to work.
Thank you very much indeed. Tim Akanusi is the CEO and co-founder of MortgageMarket.co.za. In a moment, Carlo Mariani is the property entrepreneur and founder of The Property Coach. The situation regarding property at this moment, 11 minutes to 9.
Mediated conversation on SAFM.
9 minutes to 9. Continue your mediated conversation this morning around our property market. Carlo Mariani is property entrepreneur and founder of The Property Coach. Carlo, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen, and to all your listeners.
How important are the high interest rates we have at the moment to what's happening in our property market? I mean, are they literally dictating what happens?
Well, interest rates dictate what happens in the short term. But I think it's important that we go back to why we buy property, why we invest in property. And it's not about what's going to happen in 2024 or even in 2025. It's really what's going to happen in 2030 and 2035. And so it's really important that we sweat interest rates a little bit less. We sweat a little bit less what's happening tomorrow. And we focus more on the long-term prospects of, you know, values in property in South Africa. And we have a couple of incredibly strong reasons to invest in property or to buy property for the long term. And one is that the average age of first-time buyers in South Africa is 36 years old. And, you know, the demographics of the country are such that there's going to be millions of people in the next few years coming to that age where they will likely buy a property. And that's an incredible upswell that is highly likely to increase property prices in the medium to long term. So I think it's important that we recalibrate between short term and medium to long term.
So in other words, we need to think about what we're really doing. And I mean, people have spoken about all sorts of trends recently, but the long term trends, I suppose, and I'm sure you'll say this, is that property still matters.
It matters a lot. And I think for those like you and I that are not 30 years old anymore, and you go back, you ask people that bought property 10, 15, 20 years ago, do you wish you had bought more? And they're all going to say absolutely yes. So I think it's important in this world that is so driven by short-term gains and short-term opportunities that we look at what is the value of property, not just for ourselves, but for generation as a legacy when everything else changes while property has been a non-changing pillar of wealth creation for the great majority of families in South Africa.
So, I mean, that's true, but you can also live in an area where the property was worth X and becomes actually becomes worth a lot less because the area changes. And the old saying goes when it comes to property, location, location, location.
Well, indeed, as you know, my esteemed colleagues shared earlier on, there is no such a thing as a South African property market. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of property markets. And it's important that whether you buy as a first-time home or whether you buy for investment, you really get to focus on what is a good area to buy property in. And, you know, economic activity, whether it's formal employment or informal employment, formal economy, informal or informal economy is the number one driver of property prices and property growth. So, you know, in an economy that is continuing to stumble, the choice of the area to buy in becomes very, very important. Yes, I totally agree with that.
Does the same hold true for investments in your property? And where I'm going with this in particular is there's been so much talk around people moving to Cape Town because services are better. People in Gauteng, some of them are investing in solar power. I suppose some are investing in boreholes as well. Is that a good long-term investment for a property?
Stephen, you mean to invest in solar and water?
Yes.
I think it's definitely a great investment, and if you can afford it, I would certainly, you know, get everybody to consider doing that. So yeah, I think governance and good governance will continue to be a key driver of property prices and appreciation. And so get to understand the area in terms of governance and service delivery. That's very, very important.
You talk about long-term trends, and what the census tells us is that more people are, it may be that more people are moving to Cape Town than are actually moving to Johannesburg. And that would suggest then that over the long term, we're seeing a real change in our society. Does it matter where you buy your property? There'll be plenty of small towns in South Africa that were once boom towns for whatever reason, a mine closed, and suddenly the value of those properties disappeared.
Well, I beg to correct you a little bit, Stephen, on this, because the census from StatsSA is telling us that both in terms of quantity and percentages, Gauteng has continued to be the biggest net beneficiary of population growth. That is a definite fact that Gauteng continues to be, you know, massive inflow of people and, you know, the population in Gauteng in 1996 was about 7.5 million people. Now it's close to 15 million people. So it's actually doubled. So I think it's important that we don't just buy in one narrative where, you know, just the Western Cape is the best thing after sliced bread and you should only invest in the Western Cape. There are incredible opportunities in the Western Cape. There are incredible opportunities to invest profitably in Gauteng as well.
Overall, then, we expect elections. We expect differences around interest rates. Could this be the beginning of the end for the buyer's market, and could it start to turn a little bit?
Well, you know, I'm blessed to celebrate 25 years in the country this year. So I think we've seen enough elections, and we've seen that those that continue to wait for things to clarify or for things to be better or for things to, I don't know what, they are net losers. So if you can afford to buy property, if you can afford to maybe even sustain the current increase in the current interest rates, so even an uptick in the interest rates, because nobody knows, not even our governor Kanyako knows what's going to happen to the interest rates, then, you know, keep on waiting can be a very, very dangerous strategy. You might look back a few years down the line and say, I wish I'd bought properties in 2024.
Carlo Moriani, thank you. Property entrepreneur, founder of The Property Coach. Really appreciate the time. My thanks also today to Tim Akinusi, the CEO and co-founder of MortgageMarket.co.za. And starting us off, Hayley Evans-Downs is the head of digital at Lightstone Property SA. Well, interesting to see which directions properties are moving in and how things are going. I think a lot of people still waiting for interest rates this year. Just a reminder of how important all of those things are in the decisions around interest rates at the moment. And we wait to see what will happen with inflation and food prices as well.